गुड मॉर्निंग, दिस इज आकाशवाणी कोहिमा। द मॉर्निंग न्यूज रेड बाय नॉबिन प्रधान। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी हैज सीड दैट ऑपरेशन सिंदूर हैज डेमोन्स्ट्रेटेड टू द वर्ल्ड हाउ इंडिया विल रिस्पॉन्ड इफ इट्स सोवरेनिटी इज अटैक्ड। मिस्टर मोदी सेड द मिलिट्री ऑपरेशन हैज इंस्टिल्ड अ न्यू सेंस ऑफ सेल्फ कॉन्फिडेंस अक्रॉस द कंट्री। He was speaking at the birth anniversary celebrations of the iconic Chola King Rajendra Chola I at Gangaikonda Cholapuram in Tamil Nadu. Prime Minister said that Operation Sindoor has sent a clear message to the world that India will respond strongly to any threat against its security and sovereignty.
Aaj ka Bharat apni suraksha ko sarvopari rakhta hai. Abhi Operation Sindoor ke dauran दुनिया ने देखा है कि कोई अगर भारत की सुरक्षा और संप्रभुता पर हमला करता है तो भारत उसे कैसे जवाब देता है।
द लोक सभा विल बिगिन अ स्पेशल डिस्कशन ऑन ऑपरेशन सिंदूर टुडे, फोकसिंग ऑन द रिसेंट टेररिस्ट अटैक इन पहलगाम इन इंडियाज रेस्पॉन्स। Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said 16 hours have been allotted for the debate with a similar discussion scheduled in the Rajya Sabha on Tuesday. Mr. Rijiju added that opposition parties were demanding discussion on Operation Sindoor and the government agreed to it from day one.
पहले हम ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पे चर्चा करेंगे, ये ऑपरेशन पार्टी का ही मांग था, सरकार ने एग्री पहले दिन से किया है, तो ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पे चर्चा पूरा करने के बाद अगले विषय क्या लेंगे उसका हम बाद में तय करेंगे। इसलिए मंडे से लोकसभा में 16 घंटे के लिए ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पर चर्चा होगी और ट्यूसडे को राज्यसभा में फिर 16 घंटे के लिए ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पर चर्चा होगी।
In a hands-on learning initiative, students of PM Shri Government High School, Wakha Village, have turned a kitchen garden into a vibrant space for learning and growth. Launched earlier this year, the student-run garden involves classes 6 to 10 who grow vegetables while learning teamwork, responsibility and sustainability. We have a report from our Wakha correspondent.
Divided into red, blue and green houses, students manage their respective garden plots under the teacher's guidance. Supported by government initiatives, the project promotes experiential learning and nurtures environmental awareness. Teachers also participate actively, fostering a strong sense of shared responsibility within the school community. The garden yields seasonal crops like corn, pumpkin, yam and others. The vegetables grown also supplement the school's midday meal program. A new herbal section, jointly managed by all houses, adds further value. Assistant Headmistress Ms. Lori Ninguli shares that part of the produce is sold to buy manure.
In our kitchen garden, we grow vegetables like pumpkins, beans, maize, tomatoes, etc. We also have a small herbal garden where all the houses collectively take care of it.
Seeds from harvested crops are carefully preserved for the next planting cycle, reinforcing a model of self-reliance and environmental stewardship. From Boka, Johanna for Akashvani News, Kohima.
In June 2025, SMDC members visited the garden, awarding prizes to outstanding student contributors. What began as a simple garden has now grown into a school tradition, cultivating life skills and environmental awareness. In yet another case of human-elephant conflict, a herd of wild elephants entered Old Ari village in Wakha district on the 9th of July 26, causing widespread destruction to agricultural fields and temporary huts. While the exact number of elephants involved remains unconfirmed, local residents reported that the damage was substantial. Several villagers expressed distress over the loss of standing crops, which they said is the sole source of livelihood. They also expressed concern over the loss of their only livelihood and growing fear for their safety due to frequent elephant sightings. The incident has been reported to local authorities. Villagers have urged for immediate relief and long-term measures to prevent future occurrences. And the iconic Khumam Lampak Stadium in the heart of Imphal city is all decked up in its grandeur to hold India's oldest football competition, the 134th edition of the Durand Cup, on 30th July. Khumam Lampak main stadium will host the Group F matches, which includes Real Kashmir FC, Indian Navy football team and the two local teams of Neroka FC and Trau FC. The cup had already begun in other cities. This is one of the major sporting events the state is hosting after the COVID epidemic and amidst the ongoing ethnic conflict. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.